Listen to him. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? If some were without faith is better. Translation, shall their lack of faith cancel out the faithfulness of God? You see, this is another objection that would be put up. And Paul meets this by going back to the first. Now, if the advantage of the Jew did not serve the intended purpose, does this not mean God's faithfulness to his people is annulled? The Jew fail? Then shouldn't God fail? No. God's promise to send Israel the Redeemer was not defeated by their willful disobedience and rejection. All his promises for the future of the nation will be fulfilled to his glory in spite of their unbelief. Now, my friend, you may not like that, but I personally thank God that his promises to me do not depend on my faithlessness. Oh, thank God for that. I'd have been lost long ago. Thank God for his faithfulness. Listen to Paul now. He says, God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. In other words, the unbeliever that raises this question is a liar, and God's going to make him out to be a liar someday. Why? Because the faithfulness of God is true and cannot be changed. How important that is. John says this in 1 John 5:10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. How bad is it not to believe God today, that he gave his Son to die for you? Well, I'll tell you how bad it is. You make God a liar. And it's not nice to call somebody a liar, you see. But that's what you do when you reject his Son. Now, the whole point is this. All right, if my unrighteousness reveals the marvelous, wonderful, infinite faithfulness of God and the grace of God, then has God a right to judge me? That's what Paul is saying here. And by the way, as Dr. David Brown said years ago, this makes it very clear that the unsaved world in Paul's day understood Paul was preaching salvation by the grace of God.